My name is Don Hurd. I am the owner of Imagine Books and Records along with my wife, Irma. We've had so many bands, even bands that have become very successful, start at Imagine. And we get bands from literally now, we've had bands from every corner of the world just about.
Shortly after the pandemic began, we were feeling it at Imagine. We had less and less traffic and less business.
We were served with a default notice from our landlord, which put the store at great risk. I was a little shocked to receive the letter. I thought that the landlord, which in this case is a corporation, that they would appreciate the fact that their tenants are in a precarious position.
They were just a very straightforward, you know, corporate letter that we had 5 days to pay. I kept calm, and I'm trying to keep Don calm and in good spirits.
So then I talked to my son, Ezra, who was a big part of the growth of the live performances, and I asked him to set up a GoFundMe. And I said, let's see what happens.
Once GoFundMe started, I was amazed. We kept reading the comments. Everyone was sending in the contributions. Oh my gosh, I was just getting overwhelmed and teary-eyed.
And it felt weird because on the one hand, a lot of people are in dire straits. And it felt in some ways wrong to be asking for people to help us when so many of them themselves need help. But part of the reasoning was that if we just, you know, disappeared, I thought people would come to me and say, well, why didn't you reach out? Why didn't you let us know? We could have done something. There is a lot of uncertainty. I think that we can come through it. And I do feel like Imagine can survive if we simply try to keep love in our hearts, hope in our hearts, then we make it from there. We do what we can.